Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. The subject of this show is Tuesday Weld, the star who began supporting her family aged 4 and had a nervous breakdown aged 9. I hope you enjoy the show. Tuesday Weld was born on a Friday in New York City on August the 27th, 1943. Her father was an illustrator for Life magazine and died when she was 3 years old. She became a child model and her income supported her mother and 2 elder sisters. Her real name is Susan, but her cousin couldn't pronounce Susan and called her Tutu, which became Tuesday. Her position as breadwinner for the family alienated her from them, and by the age of 9 she had suffered a nervous breakdown. When she was 10 she began drinking, and men began exploiting her when she was 11. At 12 she attempted suicide. In 1956 she made her film debut in Alfred Hitchcock's The Wrong Man, and later that same year she starred in Rock, 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 one in a series of 5 rock and roll movies by DJ Alan Freed, with classic performances by artists such as Chuck Berry and Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. This is Chuck Berry with You Can't Catch Me.
I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll, moaning, siren for the state patrol. So I let out my wings and then I blew my horn. Bye-bye, New Jersey, I become airborne. Now you can't catch me. Baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool.
For the next few years, she appeared in several films as a sex kitten and became Hollywood's queen of teen. In 1961, her breakthrough role was in Wild in the Country with Elvis Presley, scripted by no less than Clifford Odets. Featuring one of Elvis's more dramatic roles, it was the only Elvis movie not to make a profit and was overlooked by the critics. Here's Elvis serenading Tuesday with In My Way.
I may not be here tomorrow, but I'm close beside you. day. So lie to me a little, say you love me a lot, and I'll be true to you in my way. Love never goes on forever. At least that's what wise men all say. So smile when you kiss me. Tomorrow you may cry, but I'll be true to you in my way. Yes, I'll be true to you in my way.
The two had an affair whilst making the film, but her liaisons with older men, including actor John Ireland, had begun much earlier. Her mother had objected, of course, but Tuesday simply left home and at the age of 16 bought her own house. In 1962, Stanley Kubrick wanted her to play the lead role in his adaptation of Nabokov's Lolita, but she turned it down, saying, "I don't have to play it, I am Lolita." She made a lot of TV in the early 60s, and in 1963 starred opposite Jackie Gleason in Soldier in the Rain, also starring Steve McQueen. It was a buddy movie based on a William Goldman novel, but was released 5 days after the Kennedy assassination, which hindered its box office. This is Henry Mancini's main titles theme. Her next big role was with Steve McQueen again in The Cincinnati Kid in 1965. Sam Peckinpah was fired from the picture and replaced by Norman Jewison. It's a great film with standout acting by Edward G. Robinson as the reigning poker champion Lance C. Howard, taking on the young pretender played by McQueen. Lalo Schifrin wrote the score, and here's the theme. Thank you. she turned down the role of Bonnie in Bonnie and Clyde and refused a role in Bob, Carol, Ted and Alice. Both films were huge successes. Nevertheless, Tuesday was building a substantial career for herself, and in 1968 she starred opposite Anthony Perkins in Pretty Poison, a dark film about the relationship between a disturbed arsonist on parole from an institution and a girl wanting to break free from her domineering mother in a small American town. It's well constructed and the two leads work well together. Here's The Thunderer from the opening title sequence. John Frankenheimer cast her opposite Gregory Peck in the drama I Walk the Line in 1970, but the film was edited against Frankenheimer's wishes. About this time, Roman Polanski became aware of her skills and wanted her for the lead in Rosemary's Baby, but the studio preferred Mia Farrow, who had just had mega success in Peyton Place. Polanski wanted her again for Macbeth, but she turned down the role because of a nude sleepwalking scene. Henry Jaglom, who did such an amazing job editing Easy Rider, made A Safe Place with Jack Nicholson and Phil Proctor, in which she plays a disturbed young woman in New York who is withdrawn and lives her life inside a bubble of fantasy. She gives another convincing performance, and Orson Welles lends a magical edge throughout as a fantasy father figure. This is Dinah Shore singing Someone to Watch Over Me.
There's a someone I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be me. I'm a little babe who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good. you tell him please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Tuesday worked with Anthony Perkins again in 1972 in Play It As It Lays, about a Hollywood actress having a breakdown, and received a Golden Globe Award. She made four great films in the late 70s, Reflections of Murder, a TV movie directed by John Badham, Looking for Mr. Goodbar with Diane Keaton, another TV movie, A Question of Guilt, and Who'll Stop the Rain with Nick Nolte. Richard Brooks's Looking for Mr. Goodbar was the study of a woman, played by Diane Keaton, who cruises bars in New York looking for love, but instead finds a trail of abusive men, including Richard Gere and Tom Berenger, both in early career roles. Weld played her sister and gained an Oscar nomination. It's a gritty, shocking film, and here's Donna Summer singing Try Me, I Know We Can Make It.
Touch the sky.
A question of guilt was based on a true story about two young children reported missing by their mother. She is arrested for their abduction, and it's a standout role for Weld as the mother, who is suspected because of her reputation. Who'll Stop the Rain, directed by Carol Rice, is a great film about a war photographer, Mike Moriarty, who decides to import a kilo of heroin when he leaves Vietnam with the help of his friend, played by Nick Nolte. Again, Tuesday Weld shines as Moriarty's wife, and it's a standout role for Nolte as well. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival. In 1981, she starred in Michael Mann's excellent Thief, opposite James Caan, about a safecracker who runs foul of the mob. It's vintage Michael Mann, and this is Confrontation by Craig Safan. We'll be right back. The following year, she played opposite Al Pacino in Author, Author, and then in 1983, opposite Donald Sutherland in the TV movie The Winter of Our Discontent, gaining an Emmy nomination. Sergio Leone cast her in Once Upon a Time in America, playing opposite Robert De Niro, and again she doesn't disappoint. The film was overlooked at the Oscars that year, but here's Ennio Morricone's Poverty. Her workload lessened in the late 80s, but in 1996 she was in Falling Down, Joel Schumacher's brilliant study of a troubled man played by Michael Douglas as he begins to see the world's troubles all around him. Here she plays Robert Duvall's wife. Tuesday Weld has since retired from acting, and after living for many years in Arizona now resides in the Hollywood Hills of Los Angeles. She made some telling career decisions which denied her true superstardom, but she is undoubtedly recognised as one of the outstanding actresses of her time. Her fiercely independent spirit was perhaps the reason why she preferred to remain outside of the major scrutiny of Hollywood. She had this to say of her career: "I don't ever want to be a huge star. I refused Bonnie and Clyde because deep down I knew it was going to be a huge success. The same was true of Bob Carroll, Ted and Alice." And also, I quote, "I like taking chances with movies. I like challenges." She actually enjoyed being a cult actress. The acclaimed American poet Charles Bukowski mentions her in his poem, "The Best Way to Get Famous is to Run Away."
The best way to get famous is to run away. I found a loose slab outside the ice cream store, tossed it aside, and began to dig. The earth was soft and full of worms, and soon I was in up to my waist, size 36. A crowd gathered but stepped back before my shots of mud, and by the time the police came, I was in below my head, frightening gophers, eels, and bits of inlaid golden skull. And they asked me, "Are you looking for oil, treasure, gold, the end of China? Are you looking for love, God, a lost keychain?" And little girls dripping ice cream peered into my darkness. And a psychiatrist came, and a college professor, and a movie actress in a bikini, and a Russian spy, and a French spy, and an English spy, and a drama critic, and a bill collector, and an old girlfriend, and they all asked me, "What are you looking for?" And soon it began to rain. Atomic submarines changed course. Tuesday Weld hid under a newspaper. Jean-Paul Sartre rolled in his sleep, and my hole filled with water. I came out black as Africa, shooting stars and epitaphs, my pockets full of lovely worms. And they took me to their jail and gave me a shower and a nice cell, rent-free. And even now the people are picketing in my cause, and I have been signed to contracts to appear on the stage and television, to write a guest column for a local paper, and write a book and endorse some products. I have enough money to last me several years at the best of hotels. But as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to find me another loose slab and begin to dig, dig, dig. And this time, I'm not coming back. Rain, shine, or bikini. And the reporters keep asking, "Why did you do it?" But I just light my cigarette and smile. To anyone listening who thinks this is not poetry, let me say that perhaps I agree. Poetry, poets, I don't care too much for. Well, let's go on.
From her peculiar beginning supporting her family at the age of three, Tuesday Weld shone out as an acting talent, and if you ever get the chance to see any of her films, you won't be disappointed. I'll leave you with some of James Newton Howard's excellent score for Falling Down.